please, sir, I've been searching for many years. Tell me, what is enlightenment? And the old man swung the heavy sack off his shoulders and stood up straight and smiled. And the young man said, thank you, I understand. But what's after enlightenment? And the old man swung the sack back on his shoulders and continued on down the hill. There's a saying, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. First, mountains are mountains and rivers are rivers. Then, mountains are no longer mountains and rivers are no longer rivers. Finally, mountains are mountains and rivers are rivers. There's a certain paradoxical element about enlightenment, this transcendent state. Some people have misunderstood, thinking I'm making light of it, bringing up some pop psychological definition of enlightenment all my own. You'll have to decide that, of course, for yourself, ultimately. I do recognize there is a state of transcendence where the world is exploded and suddenly you see the bigger picture. I've experienced it in moments. I laughed out loud. It was so obvious, but I can't possibly communicate it. And then it's lost again. Some people claim to be enlightened masters, having stable enlightenment, stable realization. I can't discuss that. They would have to discuss that with you. So maybe there is such a state. But in the meantime, I know people who are searching everywhere for enlightenment. Meanwhile, they're ignoring their kids, abandoning their families. Some people criticize me for, after they've read Way of the Peaceful Warrior, for those times I traveled, you know, away from my family, and my wife and I were divorced, we had a little girl. I've made mistakes in my life. And that's what I was doing, seeking enlightenment while I was ignoring some of my responsibilities at home. So I serve sometimes as a good example, but I also have served as a negative example of what can happen in this search for enlightenment. Well, in the meantime, while we're waiting for this state, there are some things we can do right now in everyday life. The practice of enlightenment in the moment here on earth. I'd like you to take a moment to do an exercise you've probably never done before. If you're listening to this tape and you're in a quiet place, this would be an optimum time to do it. It'll only take about 1 minute. What I'm going to ask you to do in a moment is to cover your ears so that you hear minimum sounds around you. But don't do it yet. When you cover your ears, start to listen. Not for the sounds around you, but listen for the sounds inside. You may start to notice, if you listen closely enough, you may start to notice a very high-pitched sound. Very high-pitched, quiet sound to the right or left, or maybe in the center. And it's a sound you will know when you hear it has always been there. But you never quite heard it before. It's not the same thing as the ringing that happens in people's ears. See if you can notice it here in this environment where you are right now. Okay, cover your ears and listen. Okay, that's about a minute. You may have heard it. You may have heard it right away. I do nowadays when it takes me about 2 seconds. But I know where it is. I know where to find it. Sometimes it takes a little longer. There are actually supposed to be 9 to 12 sounds, each one deeper, more subtle than the last. The sound of water, ocean waves, and so on. different sounds. It's called laya or nad yoga, following internal sounds into deep meditation. But that's not the reason I suggested you do this exercise. I suggested doing the exercise because when you hear the sound, you go, oh yeah, it was always there. Just like enlightenment. It's always right in front of us. Well, let me read something else. A short quotation. It's the best way I know how to express it. There is no higher truth than awareness of the moment. There is no higher practice than embracing what is. There is no higher realization than this. You are that awareness which lives in, as, and through all beings. If these words make no sense, trust your process and be patient. If these words are obvious, embrace your life as it is. It's all paradox. You may feel a little frustrated. It's vaguely interesting, but what do you do with that?